Live from the Brim Snack Food Studio at the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center. Stomping out bias and setting the record straight. Robin Walensky.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a brand new hour, hour two of Wake Up Memphis on a Tuesday, June 23rd. Topping the news this hour, Shelby County Commissioner Tammy Sawyer puts it in writing, asking Mayor Harris to return to phase one coronavirus restrictions. What is her motivation? 901-260-5926 if you want to chime in. The Views' Joy Behar. Wow, she knows a thing or two about fake polls, huh? This woman's been around. She's warning Democrats that Joe Biden, her words, isn't a shoo-in. We have the audio tape. And NASCAR continues to investigate this Tuesday, the noose. But first, your Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning, Memphis. It's time for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Claxton, Southwest Tennessee Community College. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible and with liberty and justice for all.
Here's what's in the news right now on Wake Up Memphis.
And let me tell you something. Don't take it for granted that Biden is a sure-win, even though the numbers are in his favor right now.
Really, Joy? Joy Behar there on ABC's The View, warning her fellow Democrats that Joe Biden, despite what the polls will tell you, is not a shoo-in. I checked those polls on the Real Clear Politics Average. I love that website because they take the left-leaning polls, they take the right-leaning polls, and they put all the polls together, and then they do an average. They do the math, thank goodness, not me. They do the math, and the bottom line of the polls as we sit here today on June 23rd is that Joe Biden is up 9.5, over 9 points. Most people I know, family and friends, regardless if they're voting for Joe Biden or Donald Trump, don't want to talk to pollsters. Some people just flat out lie to pollsters. I'm from New Jersey, better known as liberal land. I now live in the South, in liberty land. And in both places, left and right, people don't like telling pollsters the truth. So I'm not sure any of these polls are accurate, and Joy Behar doesn't think any of these polls are accurate either, hence her warning. Mighty 990 News Time is 7:03. Your comments that are trending on the Mighty 990 Facebook page are also about Miss Tammy Sawyer and her putting it in writing to Mayor Lee Harris that she wants to go back to this phase one situation. We will discuss that. But first, joining us on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line is a friend of this program, Charlotte Bergman, Republican. Good morning and welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Good morning, Robin. I keep thanking God that you and Todd decided to come to Memphis. Thank you, because you're able to get a message out to my community about good and bad and present the facts. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for that very nice compliment. You know, I know Todd a long time. And, you know, we met back in, I want to say 2005. So that's 15 years ago, since we're doing so much math here this morning on the show with all these polls. And he always would say to me as a friend, as a colleague, you know, we both had different styles of reporting. And, you know, he grew up here in Memphis and I grew up in New Jersey. And we have, you know, we're different religions and we just have a different walk in this life. But he would always say to me as a friend, as a colleague, I always respected his work and his style, and he always respected mine. And he would say, you know, Walensky, you need your own show. You need your own show. I said, nah, I'm not interested in any of that. And then I had my own show in New Orleans, as some folks here know, and we have a lot of people listening online at Mighty990.com, Charlotte, my old New Orleans followers. And I had my own show for a while, and then I lost a lot of weight and got myself in shape and went back to television. And you know, my life kind of, you know, like yours, right? We all take different roads and different turns.
Yes.
But here we are all these years later. It took 15 years. And he always would say to me, Walensky, you need your own show. And now I'm working for the great Todd Starnes. And I have my own show. And it's, you just never know what God has in store for you. Right, Charlotte?
Oh, absolutely. I can attest to that 100%. And when I look back and see he is directing me, I go, okay, Lord, thank you. Just thank you.
So,
but I offer resistance.
Yes.
Go ahead. I do offer resistance on my way to where he wants me to be.
Right. You know, again, we all have different roads and different paths that we can take in our life. And I do believe that people have free will, that you have choice. You know, you make that choice. If someone's drinking at a bar and you have a key to your car, you make that decision. Do I get in my car or do I leave my car and take an Uber? Mm-hmm. I mean, things like that. You do have free will.
Yes. Yes.
So let me ask you this, Ms. Charlotte Bergman. You are a Republican and you are running again for political office. Tell us about the campaign, the website, how people can get a hold of you and what you are hearing from folks here in Memphis about your campaign and your issues for people who are just finding us on the dial.
Oh, my goodness, Robin. The campaign is ramping up nicely, wonderfully. We're really receiving input from people, especially minorities here. But what they're doing is they're going to Facebook and sending private messages, and they are not happy about what is going on. I want to just share with your audience that I'm looking forward to a vigorous campaign after the August 6th primary, simply because I am the GOP nominee. So let me just simplify it. I am the choice that people have between Steve Cohen, who advocates for anarchy, who supports Antifa and Black Lives Matter and Tammy Sawyer, versus the person, Charlotte Bergman, who is your option, who supports law and order and success and prosperity for you and your family. My website address is Bergman for Congress. Bergman for Congress, that's Bergman spelled with two N's, as a matter of fact. But I need your support. I need the support of anyone out there who is willing to get into this fight for good versus evil, because that is what it's going to boil down to in November.
That was well put. I have framed it this way. I believe that the general election for president is going to come down to law and order versus chaos. I see it in a very simple, I like my everything simple, and I see it as law and order or chaos. Does that ring true to you?
Oh, that definitely does. And I'll tell you what, it is to our advantage, because what our president has decided to do was not to intervene to allow the Democrat governors and mayors to do what they typically do, so that people who have lived under the leadership of the Democrat governors and mayors can see for themselves. You can tell a person all day long how a situation is. But when they see it for themselves, and then comes the resolve to do something about it. And as I have been communicating publicly with people on Facebook, especially people who always vote Democrat, when I share with them the anarchy, the looting, the crime that you're seeing is occurring in Democrat cities and states, and they ask the question, what does that have to do with anything? And I tell them, these are the people that you are voting for to govern over you. And many of the people who I communicate with are church-going people who do not share many of the values that the people they are voting for have. And they are having to, the voters are having to come to the realization that, oh my goodness, I have a value system and I am voting for someone whose value system is not like mine. But the fact of the matter is this, whoever you vote for, you are voting for their value system, not your value system.
Yeah, exactly. At 7:10 here on Wake Up Memphis, we are speaking with Charlotte Bergman, Republican running for Congress. I want to run this by you. Yesterday, you know, speaking of chaos in the Democratic Party here in town, conservative Democrat John DeBerry was on the show yesterday, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And we have an article from Grace Baker that was put together from quotes from this show from yesterday. And basically, he was kicked out of the Democratic Party because he has mm-hmm. conservative values. He believes, it is his belief, John DeBerry, that marriage is between man and woman. And he's a pro-life guy. Mm-hmm. And he's always been a Democrat. And now he's being forced to run as an independent. And what happened to the party that includes everyone? So he's out. He has to redo his whole website and all his campaign literature, etc. And now people have to find him as an independent and not pull, you know, or push the button for D. There's like a habitual, people just get used to it. You know, if you're a Democrat and your father was a Democrat and your granddaddy was a, your pop-up was a Democrat. So you just keep hitting that D button. And I agree with you exactly. that people need to see the values of who these people are.
Yes, John DeBerry is a wonderful guy. He's a minister of God. And he has decided that it is more important to give an account to God in terms of his actions than to go along with a party who advocates and who actually has denounced God out of their platform. They actually did it three different times. John mm-hmm. went along, I love John, but John went along and continued to do the same things over and over again until he got smacked in the face with a 2x4 because they're not playing. And their actions and their values, they're going to stick by them, and anyone who do not support their actions and their values, they should not be a part of the Democrat Party. And unfortunately, when I spoke with John about my being a Republican and him being a Democrat, he shared with me that his parents had been Republicans all of their lives, but John F. Kennedy was assassinated. He began to see pictures of John F. K. on the wall. His mother placed him there. But John DeBerry cannot say that he just did this, followed the Democrat platform for years and years. But the Democrats of today are not the same Democrats that there were.
Oh, no, it's a different Charlotte. Charlotte Bergman, it's a different world. And let me say this. I'm a student of history. I was a political science major along with journalism, and I have studied all these presidencies. And by today's standards, JFK would be a Republican. He believed in self-reliance, and he had a lot of, again, by today's standards of AOC and the progressive left, JFK would be way to the right. I want to ask you in our remaining moments here on Wake Up mm-hmm. Memphis, Charlotte, and we'll have you back again as the campaign heats up. I want to ask you, when you heard about the NASCAR situation, that a noose was found in Bubba Wallace's garage, and he's the only black NASCAR driver, as we all know, it hurt my heart.
And
your thoughts?
Well, in this atmosphere, immediately I thought about, well, I won't share with you what I thought about, but I'm going to say this. I'm one of those people that I would love to not comment on this and allow the evidence to surface. Okay,
that's fair.
Hopefully, if they had cameras, I would like for those cameras to actually show the evidence. I am concerned, especially in this atmosphere, you don't know what's real and what isn't real. So I don't want to jump to any conclusions. I would just like
very
to
wise.
See the evidence.
You know, and it's interesting you say that, because when we saw the Jussie Smollett situation in Chicago, when he claimed that there was a noose and that two men with MAGA, Make America Great Again, red hats attacked him, and you know that there was racist slurs, and then it all turned out to be bogus. So I really applaud you for waiting to see what law enforcement finds. And I appreciate your comments, Ms. Charlotte Bergman. We love having you on the program. The listeners like to hear, you know, your thoughts on the news of the day. And we will definitely have you back on the show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Wake Up Memphis, Charlotte.
Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Of course. And you can check her out on her website as she revs up her campaign for Congress. Mighty 990 News Time 716. We'll be right back with your traffic and weather next.
All you early risers.
Good morning.
Morning.
Get Robin's daily podcast right now on Mighty990.com.
Hey, this is Chet. You might recognize me from my Chet Rants on the 19 Strong Show. Just wanted to stop in and tell you about a great friend of mine, Dr. Perry Rothrock. His office is located at 8309 Cordova Road, and he specializes in total men's health, and he has a huge heart for all of our public servants. Please give him a call, set up an appointment. He would love to see you. It's 757-9984. When you get there, tell him Chet sent you. Again, that's Dr. Perry Rothrock at 8309 Cordova Road, 757-9984.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla, and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
The June issue of the Best Times is packed with valuable and interesting information, like the article about the reopening of museums and other attractions around the city that have been closed due to the pandemic. Pick up your free copy of the Best Times at over 325 locations, including all CVS pharmacies, libraries, and health clubs. For more information, you can also visit our website at thebesttimes.com.
Hey, this is Chet from The Real Resistance. You guys ever notice these days how the people telling you to hashtag resist everything seem to be the exact ones drinking the government-issued Kool-Aid? Well, join me and Sherry, where she does her best to help you navigate the local and national political trends, and I try my best to get you to relax, use a little common sense, and instead of thinking like a Democrat or Republican, start thinking like an American. Right here, you join us on The Real Resistance with Chet and Sherry every Saturday at 1 p.m. on the Mighty 990, where we still party like it's 1776.
Mike Lindell is a great American, ladies and gentlemen, and a sleep genius. I've been sleeping with MyPillow for a month now, and it's revolutionized my bedtime. I hit that pillow, don't wake up till morning. You know, President Trump uses Mike's products, and MyPillow has an incredible offer. Buy one, get one free pricing on pillows, rolls, and go anywhere pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506. And if you order Mike's book, your entire pillow order will ship free. That's right, free, ladies and gentlemen. And you get a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity just for listeners to the Todd Starnes Show. Buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and many of their other quality products. So sleep like a president. Call 1-800-839-8506 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code STARNES.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky.
Welcome back to Wake Up Memphis as we roll along here in hour two of the show, broadcasting live for you from the Brim's Snack Food Studios. Right now at 7:20, traffic and weather.
Traffic.
Well, good morning. So far, so good as far as interstate accidents and delays. It's starting to build out here now on I-40 coming across the River Bridge over from West Memphis. Doing its thing out here now on Bill Morris getting onto 240 as it starts to build with all that traffic flow coming out of Collierville and Germantown this time of the morning. A beautiful piece of property is now available in the Orange Mound community, and it's perfect for building your dream home. Call Melanie Martin at Kaizen Realty. That number is 221-4041. That's 221-4041. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
What's the weather like today?
Weather now.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Partly to mostly cloudy, warm, and mild. Temperatures in the mid-80s, winds from the west becoming northwesterly, and there's a continued chance for scattered showers. Temperatures will be back in the mid and upper 80s under partly sunny skies Wednesday and Thursday. Cars, trucks, or vans, tires to tune-ups. Visit Magnolia Tire Pros there on Goodman Road West in Horn Lake. I'm News Channel 3 weather expert Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
And right now, 74 in Byhalia, right here at the Mighty 990 studios. It's 75 and partly cloudy. Joining us right now on the Mighty 990 Newsmaker line at 722 is Katie Crenshaw, Director of Video Production at the Pinecrest Camp and Retreat Center. Katie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So happy to have you on the show. A lot of parents are going nutty with the kids. And what are they going to do with the kids this summer for camp and such? And if you don't have a pool in your backyard, we understand that you are running a virtual camp. Tell us about it.
Yes, we are. So it all started with the idea of course, you know, in the past we've had in-person camp and it's great, but we still want to be of service to our not only our campers this summer, but also to their parents. You know, we're selling this camp to where the parents, they're not the camp counselors. You know, as long as your kid can work a website, your kid is going to be entertained from 9 to 5 this summer.
And how are you going to do that?
So we have a bunch of Zoom meetings that we do. So at least 3 live virtual check-ins a day. But also we have a lot of pre-recorded activities. So a lot of arts and crafts, a lot of physical things that kids can do to stay active and out of the parents' hair, but still have a lot of fun doing it.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Now, what is the target age for these kids for the programs that you've created? How old do the kids have to be?
So we haven't quite set a target age this summer. We've mainly set a level of functioning age, meaning your 6-year-old may be well equipped to handle an iPad and be able to go on the website and do the Zoom calls and stuff. But some 6-year-olds just don't have the attention span for that. And so that's basically what we've said. If you think that your child will be able to attend to an electronic device, bring them on. If not, maybe wait till next year.
What's the fee involved?
So Pinecrest is unique and we have a tiered paying system, but it's pay however much you can, basically. So the lowest of low that you can pay is $35, and that'll get you everything that you need. But you can pay more depending if you want to for scholarships for other kiddos to come to camp.
Oh, that's great. So in other words, you can pay it forward. You can pay $35 for your child. And then if you want to pay another $35, you can sponsor another child. I love that idea.
Yes, exactly. During regular camp, we have a scholarship program to where we bring kids from camp from all over Memphis, from impoverished areas and everything, to where they can have a week of camp. So that's something that we still wanted to continue with virtual camp.
Now, normally, had we not had the coronavirus, normally how many children come to your camp? And that's over in Moscow?
Yes, it's in Moscow, Tennessee. Normally, we have around 80 to 100 campers each week, beginning from first week of June to around the third week of July.
Okay. And this is really, I'm sure, in your position, having to redo these programs so the kids are still entertained for all these hours. I mean, that's a big job. I know you've been, when Grace told me she booked you for the show this morning, that you've been doing a lot of work to really revamp the entire program.
Yes, we've been busting our butts for sure. We started planning for virtual camp in April, actually. And we started filming like second week of May. So in our first week was last week of virtual camp. So we've really been working a lot, pouring our hearts into this to make sure it's good for kids, it's good for the adults, it's good for us, that the counselors can physically handle it. So it's been a long process for sure.
Katie Crenshaw, we so appreciate you. Tell us where folks can find you and the website and sponsor another child. What's the story there?
So the best place for updates from Pinecrest Camp would be Pinecrest Camp on Facebook. You can also view a sample of the website at pinecrestathome.com/sample. And you can kind of see how it's set up, what activities sort of look like, what a normal day would consist of camp.
That's fantastic. Katie, thanks so much, and we'll have you back.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you for having me.
And again, check it out, Pinecrest Camp on Facebook, if you want your children to be entertained this summer. $35, wow, what a bargain for the virtual camp. And then, of course, if you can afford it and sponsor another child, what a blessing that would be. Mighty 990 News Time is 727. Want to mention to you that Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland, big article about him today in the news, that he believes that it's almost like a light switch that's gone off where people here in Memphis are no longer taking the coronavirus situation seriously. He says, you know, we handled it really well for many weeks, and I've invited him on the show. Mayor, please come on the program. I don't bite. Mayor Strickland saying, we handled it really well for many weeks and through phase one. And then it's almost like a light switch went off and we stopped. We collectively, not any individuals, stopped taking it seriously. Maybe because people are worn out. Maybe because it's not easy. And maybe the numbers were so good we took it for granted. So cases are up. At least another 400 cases to report, and probably more than that. We're going to be getting new numbers today from the Shelby County Health Department. But that doesn't mean that we return to the phase one guidelines. It means that we act smart. It means that we wear a mask and can still go to the store and spend money. The small businesses and the medium-sized businesses and the large businesses have spent a ton of money to make it safe for you, reorganizing the tables in the restaurants, putting chairs outside for outdoor dining, buying all the supplies and the hand sanitizer, and putting up the plexiglass so you can have interaction and pay for your goods. Why should we kill small business here in Memphis when people have been hurting so hard all these months? Tammy Sawyer wants to return to phase one. Why do you want to do this, ma'am? Does it have to do with the fact that you want the economy ruined so people don't vote for President Trump? It was the Democrats that always said it's the economy, stupid. Mighty 990 News Time is 729. We will be right back after this.
Robin Walensky.
New, fresh voice that'll wake up the people.
On the Mighty 990 KWAM.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. I've got to tell you guys about MyPillow. I sleep like a baby. And MyPillow has an incredible offer. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, the rolls, go anywhere pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Starnes or call 1-800-839-8506. And if you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship free. Plus, you get a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Call 1-800-839-8506. Or go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com, promo code Starnes. Motorists around the nation are beyond frustrated by protesters blocking roadways, surrounding cars, and terrorizing drivers. WSB Television in Atlanta reports two white motorists were stopped by armed black men, told they could not use the roadway because of the color of their skin. And in Columbus, Ohio, a 911 operator told a driver help would not be coming. The caller said he was surrounded by protesters banging on his car. The 911 dispatcher told the man help would not be coming because the mayor told the police to stand down. Can you imagine being in that situation, surrounded by a rampaging mob, alone? No way to protect yourself, no way to protect your family? State lawmakers in Ohio are pushing back, saying police need to be unleashed so they can do their job. Otherwise, even more cities will spiral into anarchy. Be sure to download my new podcast, available right now at toddstarnes.com.
Todd Starnes.
My radio show is for gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables. We talk about the big stories of the day in Washington and your hometown, standing up for the average Joe, holding our elected leaders accountable. We stand on the promises of God and the United States Constitution. I want you to get fired up. I want you to be inspired and encouraged, laugh and smile. But most of all, I want you to know you've got a friend on the radio.
Todd Starnes, weekdays at 11 on the Mighty 990.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
Burning police cars and buildings. Looting small businesses. The liberal mob is attacking Nashville and other American cities. Conservative Bill Hagerty will stand with our brave police officers, enforce the rule of law, and crack down on left-wing radicals and Antifa terrorists. Hagerty is endorsed by President Trump and 22 Tennessee sheriffs. Here's Bill Hagerty.
The death of George Floyd was a tragedy, but Chaz, Antifa, and rioting have nothing to do with getting justice for Mr. Floyd's family. These left-wing radicals want to create chaos in America, and their looting of small businesses is making it harder for our economy to heal. As your senator, I'll support our police officers, and I'll stand with President Trump to restore order to our cities and get Americans back to work.
Endorsed by President Trump and Tennessee law enforcement, Bill Hagerty is the law and order conservative.
I'm Bill Hagerty, candidate for United States Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Team Hagerty.
What do Catholics really believe?
People ask me about my faith, but I don't know all the right answers.
I was raised Catholic, but I haven't been back in years.
I don't really go to church, but I do feel like there's something missing.
Hi, I'm Deacon Jeff, and you're invited to a relaxed conversation about the Catholic Church. Join us in the luxurious corner booth at the Catholic Cafe, Sunday mornings at 10 for a full hour, right here at KWAM 990, the voice of Memphis.
Robin Walensky, Southern sensibilities with a Jersey attitude. Now back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Wake Up Memphis. I'm your host, Robin Walensky, here at 7:35, broadcasting live for you from the Brim's Snack Food Studio. Let's hear cut number two, Claire.
I am hopeful and confident that these organizations that we are in dialogue with and others will work to encourage individuals to leave voluntarily.
That there is the Seattle mayor, Democrat Jenny Durkin, announcing that the Summer of Love in Chaz, CHOP, whatever they're calling it, is over. She's asking all the little radicals to leave with their guns and dismantle their wall. Party's over. No more free pizza for you. After two people were shot. All this law, no order. And it's not just Seattle. This could very easily come here to Memphis. We've seen it in Washington, D.C., North Carolina, where radicals and thuggery taking over sections of cities because the people in charge are not in control of the city. And they're allowing this chaos to ensue. And it's a really bad precedent. Mighty 990 News Time is 7:36. And joining us to discuss all of this, what is going on, what we see in our society, and some of these folks, not all of them, but some of them are just spiritually corrupt. What happened to morals? What happened to law? What happened to order? For these answers, we turned to someone of faith at Mighty 990 on our listener line, and that is Pastor William Bell from KWAM Weekend. Good morning, sir, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Robin. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
I'm so excited to have you back, and I received so much positive feedback on the Robin Walensky page, people instant messaging me, and on Twitter at RobinWalensky1. People enjoy hearing your thoughts because they wake up in the morning and they put on the news and then they put the news on again before they go to bed and they cannot believe their eyes, Pastor, as to what they are seeing in society, in our country. A noose, if it's true, which we're going to take it today as face value, that a noose was found at NASCAR in the area where Bubba Wallace, in his garage where he preps for NASCAR. What do you think, Pastor, is going on in society?
Well, that's a very broad question. If we talk about some of the things that you mentioned earlier that were in the clip, I think the idea that we can have a society that is without rule, without law, and without order is certainly not the course that, you know, we should be taking. First and foremost, people should learn how to govern themselves. And then, of course, in order to have a, you know, a reasonable society, a law-abiding society, we have to have rules and accountability for the actions that are taken. And when we still live in a society where there are such things as nooses that can be placed in any type of society, you know, organization, society, workplace, et cetera, educational institution, all of these things are reflective of the lack of, I would say, development that we've had along the lines of human respect and decency for individuals, and also a lack of people having proper spiritual guidance as well. So it's reflective of a long-term history that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, and we are speaking with KWAM Weekend host Pastor William Bell, whose show you hear every Sunday here on the new Mighty 990. When I compare what went down in the aftermath of George Floyd's murder and how people here in the city of Memphis, compared to other places, behaved themselves and had peaceful protests with signs. Was there looting? Yeah, there was, but not compared to how it was in other places. What do you attribute that to, Pastor?
Well, you know, it's very difficult to see, but, you know, there were stories about the Antifa being involved in some of these things. It's different variables that are occurring with the events in different places. And so all of the elements that are involved need to be individually investigated in terms of, you know, who's actually doing what. And that's some of what I have seen in terms of the difference that is happening in different areas, that there are people who are involved in various different organizations that either have come to interrupt or you might say even overtake the demonstrations that were done for whatever their personal reasons were.
Interesting. And we are speaking with Pastor William Bell here this morning, whose show you hear on Sunday. I want to play for you, Pastor. Claire is going to play for us. Cut number six. This is White House Press Secretary Kelly McEnany yesterday, who says that President Trump is not racist to call the COVID-19 coronavirus Kung Flu. Pastor, bear with us. We're going to listen to this cut together, and I'd like you to react to it. Cut number six.
The president does not believe it's offensive to note that this virus came from China and to stand up for our U.S. military, who China is making an active effort to completely defame, and that is unacceptable to the president.
You're okay now. By the way, it's a disease, without question, has more names than any disease in history. I can name Kung Flu. I can name...
Why does he use racist phrases like the Kung Flu?
The president doesn't. What the president does do is point to the fact that the origin of the virus is China. It's a fair thing to point out as China tries to ridiculously rewrite history, ridiculously blame the coronavirus on American soldiers. This is what China's trying to do. And what President Trump is saying, no, China, I will label this virus for its place of origin.
Now, Pastor William Bell, what do you make of that? Do you believe that calling the coronavirus Kung Flu is racist in your mind?
Robin, I think that those comments are probably, well, no, I won't use the word probably. I think that those comments are inappropriate, especially against the backdrop of everything that's going on. I mean, we're talking about the President of the United States addressing in a press conference that's going to be heard everywhere, and then we have the background of what's going on. So given that context, I would say that those comments were inappropriate. I've heard some of the justifications by which they try to justify it. I don't think that they really met the objective of justifying such comments. If they were used against anyone else, I think, you know, people would be offended from that perspective. I think there were many other choices that could have been made. And this is not to use it in order to, you know, as some manner of trying to destroy everything that the president is doing. It's just, and all presidents at some point in time make statements that they should not have made because they're human, just like all the rest of us are. But mm-hmm. I think given the climate that we're in, it should have been avoided. Something else could have been said in order to get the point across, and I think everybody would have appreciated in terms of just mentioning the coronavirus, even if you wanted to say that, you know, use the terms that have not been offensive to anyone, and you still could have made the point. That would be my opinion.
At 7:43 here on Wake Up Memphis, we are speaking with Pastor William Bell, as we normally do at this time in the show. In our remaining 30 seconds, Pastor, can you preview for us what the Mighty 990 listeners will hear on your program this weekend as we head into the July 4th holiday week?
Sure. You know, my area of study that I've been presenting has been on Bible prophecy. It's a very essential one, as a matter of fact. I read in just a News excerpt this morning where they are charging that there is some biblical prophecy being fulfilled where there's a bomb going to be dropped in Nashville, and they're claiming that that is something related to Islam. And people are really disturbed over these kind of things that are coming out. So I help people have a more balanced understanding of what Bible prophecy is all about so that they can order their lives in a way that is in conformity to the Word of God. It's a very interesting show and study. We're dealing primarily with 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18 and the alleged teaching of a rapture, which we have quite a few interesting things to say about.
Well, Pastor William Bell, we look forward to you on Sunday morning, and we look forward to having you back on the program here on Wake Up Memphis next week. Thank you so much for your time today. Have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you.
Mighty 990 News Time is 7:45. Joy Behar from The View, ABC's The View, warns Democrats, don't take it for granted that Joe Biden is a shoo-in. Your comments from the Mighty 990 Facebook page coming up next.
Hey, Memphis. It's Jesse Kelly, and you can hear my show, The Jesse Kelly Show, coming up next right here on the Mighty 990.
I'm Lou Dobbs. President Trump announces a new freeze on foreign workers. Shipbuilders in Maine stage a strike, and European soccer clubs raking in millions in virtual tokens. Those stories next. You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. Citing the Chinese virus pandemic, President Trump has issued an executive order. It's an order that freezes immigration visas for foreign workers through the end of this year. The president says his action is designed to protect American jobs. More than 4,000 shipbuilders at Maine's Bath Iron Works staging their first strike in 20 years. The work action disrupting production at one of the Navy's biggest shipbuilders. A previous strike back in 2000 lasted 55 days. With the China virus pandemic preventing European soccer fans from seeing their teams in person, several are making a lucrative move by selling virtual fan tokens. The Barcelona team just generated $1.3 million in online token sales, and teams in Paris and Rome plan to follow suit. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
My goal as a teacher is to impart knowledge and then be able then for them to take it and turn it into wisdom. As we teach, I think, okay, 5 years down the road, how will the material that I am teaching them really affect their lives and their careers?
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically-centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes.
Road trips, family reunions, pool parties, beach parties all have one thing in common. They all need snacks that come from Brim's. Mm. Brim's Snack Food has what you need. Cheese puffs, cheese curls, cracklins, cheddar fries, popcorn, pork rinds, potato chips, tortilla and corn chips, and more. Brim's Snack Foods have been providing employment for the Bartlett community for over 35 years, and their delicious snacks have been sold throughout the Southeast. Brim's Snack Foods, family owned.
Jesse Kelly.
This is not a phase. This isn't going to end when Donald Trump's gone. What you see now is the new normal. And guess what? You want to be on the right side of it. Because if they get it again, just like they did last time, brother, I promise you, they're going to use it, and they're going to use it on you.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Weekdays at 8 on the Mighty 990.
I'm Ed Parami, the owner of JanPro, the franchise that helps you be your own boss. JanPro is now the fastest growing franchise in the entire world for the second year in a row by Entrepreneur Magazine. We are growing so fast we need new business owners right here in Memphis right now. So if you want to be your own boss and open your own business, call JanPro at 901-683-4900 to see just how easy it is to be your own boss. For as little as $950 down, you can be a part of JanPro. Don't waste another minute. Call 901-683-4900.
Now, back to Wake Up Memphis with Robin Walensky on the Mighty 990.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Wake Up Memphis. I'm your host, Robin Walensky, broadcasting live from the Brim Snack Food Studios. Mighty 990 news time is 7:49. Traffic and weather for you right now.
Traffic.
It's busy out here now, coming up 55 through South Haven right now, right on schedule, as a matter of fact, through this part of North Mississippi. Traffic still holding up right now as we check it out live on I-40, coming past Sycamore View Road, getting onto that 240 flyover, and traffic just busy I-40, and coming across the River Bridge, they're over from West Memphis. Hey, a beautiful piece of property is now available in the Orange Mound community, and it's perfect for building your dream home. Call Melanie Martin today at Kaizen Realty. That number is 901-859-2458. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
What's the weather like today?
Weather now.
Here's your forecast from News Channel 3. Partly to mostly cloudy, warm, and mild. Temperatures in the mid-80s, winds from the west becoming northwesterly, and there's a continued chance for scattered showers. Temperatures will be back in the mid and upper 80s under partly sunny skies Wednesday and Thursday. Cars, trucks, or vans, tires to tune-ups. Visit Magnolia Tire Pros there on Goodman Road West in Horn Lake. I'm News Channel 3 weather expert Todd Demers on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
And right here at the Mighty 990 Studios, 75 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Going to do a little round robin here of news. And we have some breaking news that Shelby County schools are considering, get this, students wearing face shields to school in the fall. That is breaking here in Memphis today. So not just a mask for your kids, but the face shields, the plastic ones. I saw a guy wearing one of those in Sam's the other day. And he looked to me like he was, you know, like you would wear in surgery, a face shield, so you don't get splashed. What do you think about this? 901-260-5926 is our number. Is this the result of Tammy Sawyer, who's putting a lot of pressure on Mayor Lee Harris and the Shelby County Health Commissioner, the department, to make a decision to return to phase one or modify phase two to include stronger protections for our health? She tweets, Tammy Sawyer, that businesses should be able to operate, but we need to stop the spread of COVID-19 in Shelby County. What is really the agenda here? I am extremely suspicious, to say the least, because I think she's anti-business and wants to bankrupt the economy here in Memphis, rest of the country, shut things back down so that President Trump doesn't have a prayer of winning re-election. That's what I believe the agenda is. Now, Shelby County schools have received a ton of money, $45 million. There's this plan that every child have a device, a laptop. And we're going to hear in cut number 12 from WREG News Channel 3 reporter Andrew Ellison on the latest on the vote, all the money going to Shelby County Schools, cut 12.
It's a hybrid approach to education, a combination of learning online and learning in the classroom. Now, having said that, the district says it's prepared to go completely online if campuses are forced to remain closed because of COVID-19.
Most students in Shelby County schools aren't old enough to drive, but soon they'll all be hitting the information superhighway.
This is about
reimagining education here in Shelby County.
School board members approving a nearly $45 million plan to give laptops or tablets to every student. The decision made in an online meeting tonight.
We cannot delay the inevitable. This is the future for our society as a whole, and not just for this district.
Internet access will also be provided to families that need it. A mixed approach to education, with the board planning on students learning online and in the classroom.
A device does not replace a teacher.
The district says devices will be given to families during the first 3 months of the school year, starting with high school students. Critics worry some students won't be able to handle this kind of change, but most board members are confident it can and needs to be done.
And our top national story this morning is from Joy Behar, ABC The View, in cut number three, who is warning Democrats, don't take it for granted that Joe Biden is a shoo-in. Cut number three for you.
What struck you about the crowds that did show up, Joy? What? I'm still trying to get over the number. I'm sorry, y'all. What did you see, Joy?
Well, first off, I've seen more,
really
a bigger crowd at a I've seen a bigger crowd at a Carrot Top performance in Soho. But having said that, what I'm more concerned about is the is what I saw before the rally, when people from the networks were interviewing Trump supporters. And let me tell you something, don't take it for granted that Biden is a shoo-in, even though the numbers are in his favor right now. These people are in love, the way you're in love with somebody when you first meet them and you're just running towards each other in slow motion. They are in love with him. He is like the boyfriend, however, who will dump you in 6 weeks for a younger version and a prettier version, whereas Biden is like the husband that will take out the garbage and do the dishes. So I worry about people who are in that state of euphoria over a candidate, because they will make it their business to get to the polls.
Huh. She cracks me up there, Joy Behar, ABC's The View. She thinks there's still a love affair going on with President Trump. On the Mighty 990 Facebook page, Tim writing us, big follower of this program, Wake Up Memphis, he says, no way the Democrats are going to let that man, Joe Biden, debate. And the other big breaking news is that the Trump campaign wants more debates, not less. There are three debates that have been agreed to, but President Trump wants a fourth. Danielle checking in with us on the Mighty 990 Facebook page this morning. Problem with these polls is that Republicans are too busy working to answer them. Rudy checking in on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. Biden might never need to come out of his basement. Bob saying on the Mighty 990 Facebook page, just repeating what has been said countless times, nationwide polling is useless. The only polling that matters is that in the traditional swing states, and even then, only in the districts that will swing the election one way or the other. The conversation continues this morning on the Mighty 990 Facebook page. Tomorrow, by the way, we are going to return to trivia. And we will have some fun questions for you here, and you'll be able to win a fun prize from the Mighty 990 Prize Closet. And I believe only Claire and Grace have the key to the Mighty 990 closet. I have not been in that closet to see what the prize is, but I'm certainly going to find out today. Want to thank Claire this morning for her great work running the board here. I always like to give credits at the end of the show. And Miss Grace Baker, who's been manning our phones and getting all our guests on the air and helping me book the guests. Do you have a tip for this show? Robin, R-O-B-Y-N at kwamradio.com. Also Grace, very simple email, grace at kwamradio.com. Or topics that are really bugging you that you want to hear about. We heard from a tourist this morning who came to see the Lorraine Motel and other historic sites in our city here in Memphis. She comes back out of the museum and her rental car is up on a cinder block and all four tires are gone. We need law We need order here in the city of Memphis. Coming up after this program, the Jesse Kelly Show, followed by the O'Reilly Update, Bill at 10:45, and then the one, the only, Todd Starnes, my friend. 11 to 2, heard every day here on the Mighty 990. Todd's take on all the news, top stories of the day, followed by Sebastian Gorka, Lars Larson, Larry Elder, Ben Shapiro, Red Eye Radio, and then we are back together again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Every hour starts with your Pledge of Allegiance. See you back here tomorrow, everybody. Trivia. See you then.